I got this bad driver in front of me. I don't know if they're drinking or what, but they don't know how to drive, that's for sure. Anyway, I was doing a few runs, rideshare runs, and I was thinking about how some people have a propensity lying. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Until you get saved, you believe delusions, you know. And you know it's true. And you can actually expect certain people to lie to you. Certain people are going to lie to you. I mean, plain and simple. If they're... if they're in delusions, they're lying to themselves. So they're going to lie to everybody else around them, you know. And so in Romans 1, it talks about it. I won't be able to... If what I'm getting ready to say, I'm sitting here thinking, should I say this? Or because if I upload it to YouTube, it'll be banned, you know. That'll probably shut my channel down. So I guess I can't upload this to YouTube. But strong delusions, you know. If somebody's flat out gay, they're going to be lying. They're going to be lying to themselves. Living a lie is what I meant to say. They're living a lie, so they're lying to themselves. They can't even go back to the fundamentals of Adam and Eve. Romans 1 says they have been sent strong delusions, so you know they're going to be lying to you. Flat out, and you know they're going to be greedy and of the world, the flesh, and the prior life. Fleshly, earthly, temporal. If somebody's drinking all the time, alcoholic, you know they're liars. You know they're liars because they're lying to themselves. They're going to lie to you because they got to have... whatever addiction it is, drugs or drinking, you know they're lying because they're lying to themselves. If somebody is in strong delusions, they're believing their own lies and they expect you to believe their lie. I'll tell you what happens when you shift over to seeing the archetypes and you see the types and shadows everywhere and you talk to enough people and you rub shoulders with enough people and just listen. See, they got to talk because the Jezebel spirit doesn't want to listen to you, because the Jezebel spirit always has to have the attention, right? And they're not going to try to learn from you. You know, you have the truth. If you're saved, you have the truth. You got the spirit of truth who abides in you forever. They have the spirit of error. So if somebody denies Jesus on the cross, you know they're going to be lying. They're liars. You know, if they are Pentecostal, they're a liar. Plain and simple, period. If they think they can lose their salvation, they're denying the scripture. So if somebody goes against the scripture, you know they're liars. Plain and simple, easy button. If they say that the Bible is not the word of God, they're liars. If they can lie about God's word, you know they lie about anything else. It's easy. A truth speaker has to line up with the scripture, has to line up with reality, has to line up with the truth. They can claim to be truthers all day long, but if it don't line up with scripture, they're liars. You might say, well, how do the liars and how do the unbelievers get ahead in the game and the Christian is suffering? Easy. They're part of the hive. The hive supports itself. The hive mind says, live and let live, which that's okay, but they mean in the dark, and that's not okay. They love the dark. You can go in somebody's house, and if all their windows are dark, if they got the blinds shut all the time, and there's always darkness, they don't have any light. I mean, they want it to be dark. That's a huge red flag right there. They love the darkness. So you can take some data points, and you know if they lie. If my point is this, if they're lying about the creation, you got Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You got night and day. You got the yin and the yang. You got the up and down, left and right. The left is always wrong, and the right is always right, mostly. Most of the time. The right should be, supposed to be right. But some of the Republicans are wrong, but they're closer than the left, for sure. But your right hand, you know, Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. The right is righteous. If they're far left, you know they're liars. They're going to lie to you. If they believe in abortion, you know they're going to lie to you. They're lying to themselves. They're actually not wanting to face that they're murderers. They're a murderer. They think it's okay to abort a baby. That's a murder. Plain and simple, period. Full stop. Plain and simple. They are a murderer. If they support aborting their baby. I guess what made me think of this is I saw a sign on my last ride, or ride before last. The sign said, it was three women that said, "My body, my choice." I thought, well, what about the baby? What about the baby's body? Don't it have a choice? And so I started thinking about how you can see a liar, a delusional liar right there on that sign. My body, my choice. Delusional liars. It ain't your body. That baby's body is its body. Just used you as a vessel to be birthed down here. That's what I'm talking about, people. We're dealing with delusional people. When I saw that sign, and I've heard it before 1,000 times, but when I saw that sign, I thought, you know, I don't care if it's the Aleister Crowley people, I don't care if it's Gematria people, I don't care if it's the Gnostic people, I don't care if it's the Essenes, I don't care if it's any secret society, they all are liars. They worship Lucifer deep down. They hate God. See, God's Word and God, God's Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They're convicted of sin, and they don't like that. They're convicted of the righteousness of Christ alone, and they don't like that. And they're convicted of judgment that's going to come, the great white throne judgment, and they don't like that. So they run from sin, righteousness, and judgment. And so they run and hide, and they lie to themselves that they're okay. I'm okay, you're okay. They write books about it. They do movies about it, TV shows, music. They worship the beast, the lion beast, the Therion beast, the hive mind beast, liar, queen bee system, cube, 666 cube, uncircumcised Philistine system. The Gentiles, they love the Gentile mindset. And I don't know why my voice sounds different than normal. I think it's because I just had some orange juice, but I hope you can hear what I'm saying. The liars hate the fact that there's such a thing as sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's what the Bible says. Jesus came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And they don't want to be convicted, which would save their soul. There's no conviction. I was at the gas station the other hour, and this guy was standing at the gas pump. He said, he was mumbling himself like we couldn't hear, you know, like I couldn't, nobody around me could hear him. The white man ain't shite. The white man, but he said the white man ain't shit, and he just was mumbling that. So I got out and I went, you know, I had the window down. I got out and went to the store and came back out, and he's saying, "Hey, can I borrow some money?" I said, I already gave it to office. But he's sitting there mumbling, like, not saying it to your face, but mumbling, saying, the white man ain't S-H-I-T. And it's like, and so then I come out of the store, you want to me to give you money after you said something like that? Ridiculous insanity. He's lying to himself. He's lying to himself. They're liars. They hate authority. They hate correction. They hate righteousness. They hate the truth. They even believe that you can't hear what they're saying. They mumble it, and you're going to give them money because, and they're saying you ain't jack. I'm probably part Indian. I guess I'm part Indian, but I guess I look white. I signed white on my Social Security stuff. I guess as a white person / Indian, I look white, I guess. But he's sitting there mumbling, and like, I come out of the store, can I have some money? I'm thinking, you really think I'm going to give you money after you playing these little stupid, childish mind games, sitting here begging for money and saying all that stupid stuff? He's delusional. See, he's delusional. He's probably drunk. But my point is, these delusions are strong. These professors at these universities teaching evolution, they're delusional. You know they're lying. If they believe that, you know they're lying to themselves about everything else. They're all liars. And the whole system's a lie. And they're all propping each other up because it's clear. How come the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer? Because they're all part of it, of the lying system, the devil system. It's very clear. And the only way they can live with that cognitive dissonance of lying to themselves is to have to do some kind of drug, drink, pill, something. Because they're lying to themselves, cognitive dissonance, all day long, 7 days a week, 24/7, 365 days a year, 10 years, 20 years, they're in cognitive dissonance, and they get worse, and their mind actually goes crazy, like that guy that's standing on this, at this store. Cognitive dissonance leads to what? I think it leads to Alzheimer's. I think it leads to such deep mental confusion, they don't know the left hand from the right hand. That's why Jonah was mad. He says, I don't want to preach to them people. They don't know, they don't care about, and God said, they don't know their left hand from the right hand. Jonah, preach to them. I don't know what I'll title this. I guess I'll title this Delusions. Delusions, Delusions. If they're living contrary to Scripture, they're lying to themselves. And if they're lying to themselves, they're going to be lying to everybody else. Hello? If they believe contrary to Scripture, they're lying to themselves and they're going to lie to everybody else. Because they want to pull you into their fake reality. Their fake bubble. Hello? That's what it is.